Okay.
Alrighty, welcome to the salary board meeting, June 1st, 2026. We'll begin with public comment, but I don't see any public comments, so commenters. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the April 20th, 2026 meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Alrighty, we're gonna have a discussion regarding the Ag Resource Specialist pay rate. Tara, would you like to start off?
Sure, yeah. So we hired Courtney Tharp as our Ag Resource Specialist. And Courtney not only has a master's degree in like soil microbiome research, so she's already very familiar with agronomic kind of terms and work. She's also already provisionally nutrient management certified. So that's a year of training that we don't need to do. She's ready to she's going out tomorrow to do a status review so she can start doing status reviews for our nutrient management plans that are behind, and she can begin reviewing them as soon as they start rolling in. So she will be fully certified in just a few months as soon as she finishes reviewing her second plan. So I would like to start her at a grade 6 min 3 rather than a 0.
Alrighty. Any comments, discussion?
I'll just add that she was excellent to interview, seems to have a tremendous background with everything that Tara brought up. And I've already seen her firsthand at a couple meetings I was in that she really seemed to soak things up like a sponge, and I think she'll be a big asset to the district.
She moved to the area. She was living in State College, right?
Yeah. She's in the process of moving to like the Shamokin area. And so
she's not a very kind of resident.
No, because her partner works in Lewisburg, so they picked a spot halfway between so that they both have the same commute.
Oh.
That's interesting. So my question, just to make it, I did hear what you said, where her master's degree in nutrient management is going to save a year of training for her, which I understand. What else would be the difference between the min 0 to the min 3? What else? Is there anything else that shows that she has that?
She has lots of public speaking experience, leadership. She, in doing her master's research, led a team to help her conduct the research. So she does have leadership, public speaking, and she's written articles for the Penn State Extension. So she's adept at taking our concepts and changing them to like layman's terms so that she's not talking over people. She's talking on the same level that they can understand, which I think makes a big
difference.
Important.
Yeah.
It and the last few things that I've been involved with, that is very important. Because a lot of times the farmers out there that they're working with and or the people that they have to talk to don't really understand a lot of the terms, like as I didn't when I first started getting involved. So it is very helpful for her to be able to talk in layman's terms.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
I think it all looks appropriate. She has a great background, showing initiative there. So. Anything else? Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to take her to a grade 6 min 3.
When's it going to be effective?
Courtney?
So she did start on the 19th. Tara had requested a salary board, but it was timing-wise, it did not work. So I know you guys don't usually make it retroactive. This is actually the beginning of a pay period.
I was just going to say, with the beginning of a pay period to me makes sense. It's less problem in the
So I just I'm just asking, when do you guys want this to be effective?
I will make my, oh, did you have a question?
No.
I'll redo my motion to I'll make a motion to put Courtney at grade 6, min 3, starting today as it's the beginning of a pay period.
I'll second it.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion passes. Alrighty. Going back to no public comments. Alrighty, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.